You're about to watch a 20-minute conversation with a multimillionaire who built a business that's worth anywhere from $100 to $500 million. Sahil Lavinia was a former engineer at Pinterest. He then left Pinterest and built a nine-figure business called Gumroad. Gumroad has generated over $750 million for creators since 2011. Gumroad is a platform that lets creators sell digital assets online. Digital assets can include courses, ebooks, templates. I asked him how one person can build an asset that's worth over $100 million. And I then asked him how all of you can use his platform to make money. I want to know what his advice is for that. Gumroad is one of the best places for you to make money online, and I can't wait for you to see how. Let's get into it. Why? What is this? What is this?
VR. We see a lot of content getting sold on Gumroad that has to do with VR avatars.
Like what? Models. Man, ask you, man, can you reiterate on that? What Gumroad VR content is being sold?
Yeah, we have lots of avatars. You can download. You can buy and download avatars to use in different video games on the Quest, I believe. And so it's already happening. I think it's small scale, maybe in the low, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, but that's still significant, right? It's still a small economy, you know, hundreds of creators selling content to thousands of people every month, and that's growing quickly. And so I think that will probably grow and grow and grow. And I could imagine that there's like a huge economy, you know, of people selling items in this sort of digital, I don't know if it's called a metaverse or yeah. what people end up labeling it. But yeah, totally. I can... Every time there's a new technology, there's like a new opportunity to sell assets, tutorials, courses, memberships. And so, you know, whatever the new end, you know, let's say there's like genetic bioengineering, right? Guess what? There's going to be a, you know, courses on that, maybe communities on that. So the formats, I don't know if they'll change, you know, too significantly. I mean, you might see at some point maybe like a chatbot that you might pay for on Gumroad, like a really high, you know, if it's a really high quality data set you can't get anywhere else or something like that, I could potentially see. But I honestly think that the stuff that works really well. People are familiar with the concept of buying an ebook, buying a course, buying a membership, you know, subscribing to something online. And so I think those formats will probably stay similar. The content within them will probably change a little bit.
I would say the creator economy right now is one of the biggest, I don't even know how to define that word, that phrase, the creator. I don't consider it an industry because I think like every single business should be creating content. But explain, where do you see Gumroad? There's a lot of products where, as you said, you can sell. I think Amazon announced that they're coming out with an NFT marketplace that's going to be different from OpenSea. They might allow people to sell some digital products. I don't know how they're going to do that, though, if that's an easy integration. Where do you see Gumroad? Number one, if there was an eighth grader right here that's about to go into high school, how would you define Gumroad for him and for that person? Yeah. And where would you place Gumroad? And where do you see Gumroad in the creator, in the development of the creator economy?
I think it's the on-ramp to the creator economy. I think it's the easiest, simplest way to get started. And I think there are a lot of options out there, and many of them are really cool and really great. But most of them are focused on, I would say, on power users, on, you know, on like larger use cases, because that's where a lot of the money tends to be. And we, for better or worse, have always taken this approach of focusing on like the earliest users. I think we're good at that. I think I enjoy the act of like really investing. And, you know, if you're building for enterprise, you can actually have a really ugly product as long as it does what it needs to do. Versus with Gumroad, because we're so focused on the beginning, we need a really nice, elegant product that's super understandable, is intuitive. I think that's where
Can you go more in detail on that phrase you just said? So what do you mean you're focusing on your customers at the beginning?
Yeah, I mean, you know, imagine you're an eighth grader and you want to sell something on the internet. There's a lot of stuff you have to kind of wrap your head around, right? Like you have to think about marketing, sales, pricing, content. You even, you know, security, credit card payments, bank account payouts. Just a lot of stuff you have to wrap your head around. So I think it's just looking at the product as a product, literally like an iPhone, like an app that, you know, a lot of people use instead of like a bank or like PayPal, right? Like, even the colors of Gumroad, you know, generally when we launched, every payments company was blue, white, gray. You know, that was basically every payments company, because that was like maturity, security, you know. Some people would say like Gumroad even like shouldn't even have rounded corners. Like, it was weird that we had rounded corners. It was too aloof, too like playful. You know,
when did you choose that brand style? Like, how did that come to? Because I actually noticed that's a very unique brand style. It works though.
Yeah, I mean, it's a team effort. I think you want to be early, I think, is how we think about it, which is like we're trying to predict almost like what are the new trends that are going to be really important and what things are going to shift. And I personally think that we're going to see like a big shift to this sort of like brutalist aesthetic on digital products, at least, where you have like a lot of white, a lot of black, and just a focus on typography. That's generally what I think is pretty interesting. Like a move away from sort of the Helvetica and more towards these like more unique, playful fonts.
That's funny. And then move away from Helvetica and towards fun fonts.
Yeah, I think Helvetica is great, but it's just a little corporate. And Gumroad is just, we're trying to be a little bit more, we're trying to be like, to define almost like a lifestyle brand of like, hey, if you do this, you get access to this way of living that's actually like pretty cool. It's almost like being a skateboarder.
You know
something.
What I like about, like, when you come across a product, you can look, there's a lot of great products like that have great functionality that has amassed a lot of users. But what I liked about Gumroad, there's multiple categories. It's not just the functionality. It's not just the design, but it's all together. It's the feel. If there's an aligned similarity from the name to the logo to the typography to the brand colors to the way the product feels and the user journey, that's when you know you have something. And when I was on Gumroad, I felt while scrolling through the website, Gumroad, this makes sense. This is Gumroad. Like, this is, I get it. I don't know what that means, but I just got it inside. Like, I felt it. So I think that's really what, when a user says that to me, that's what a really good brand is.
Awesome. Yeah, and I think doing it in a way that doesn't take over, because at the end of the day, it's still creators who are selling their own content. So trying to find a design style that's still highlighted, like, and this is why I think white and black are really key, is because when you have, you allow the color of whatever the user's color to define the primary highlight, and then Gumroad is just, and so people can tell like Gumroad just from the font. Right, just if it's like white, black, and has this kind of aesthetic, a lot of people are like, "Oh, that's a Gumroad," you know, user interface design. And so, I think that I think is really helpful.
I wanted to ask you, because I feel a lot of people. How important is it? I'm going to ask you two questions. How important is it to create content for anybody, for any general up and coming aspiring entrepreneur, high schooler, eighth grader, college student? How important is it to create content? And then number two. The biggest thing to me about Gumroad is the biggest friction points with these big tech social media platforms is I can get 100K followers, but how am I going to be able to, how is that going to sustain my family like directly? Well, if you have 100K followers and a good brand and a Gumroad account, then you should be sitting pretty. So I guess it was a way to reward creators financially. How important is it for anybody? Why should someone look into selling digital products? Like, is it really a game changer for someone's life?
I've seen it buy houses, pay for colleges. I mean, I think certainly selling stuff on the internet can make people, you know, very, very, very wealthy in many ways. You know, to the tune of, you know, Gumroad has helped people make $750 million, right? And that's real money, pre-tax, I guess, right? So the government makes a good chunk of that. But creators are doing really well. I think there's a huge opportunity for people who are willing to do it. I just think it does require the ability to create and the consistency behind it. You have to spend a lot of time creating content, getting feedback from the market, improving on the content, not just creating the same stuff over and over again, but constantly trying to figure out what's going to land. And I think once you do that and you have an audience, you can very much easily convert that into an income. And there's many ways to do it. I don't think selling digital products on Gumroad is the only way to do it. It's certainly one way to do it, but there's selling digital products, there's advertising, there's sponsorships, there's brand deals, you know, there's doing in-person stuff with your audience. Like, there's so many ways to make a living on the internet. And I think, you know, just like a celebrity, you know, does all sorts of different ways. They have a salary. They do movies. They do voice acting. They sell sneakers. They do merchandise. They do probably, you know, sponsorships on social media. I think that that's the sort of life of a creator. And I think every entrepreneur is a creator and vice versa. A creator is just a sort of an entrepreneur that's probably just more focused on building sort of a digital footprint instead of maybe like a physical, you know, footprint where you have foot traffic. It's just getting, you know, in front of people via the YouTube algorithm or the Instagram Explore tab, right? Yep. Just a different way of meeting new customers. But I think at the end of the day, it's roughly the same sort of principles are involved in terms of like, you still have to come up with a product, you still have to price it, you still have to sell it, you still have to market it. Those things are all the same. And so if you plan on ever starting a business, then you're going to have to start by selling your own stuff, like your own ideas, right? And if you can sell your ideas, then it's a lot easier to sell, I think, a lot of other stuff.
And I just want to touch on something you said that I feel like a lot of people take for granted. You said that creating is hard and that you need to be consistent. Can you go a little bit more in detail by that? What do you mean creating is hard? Why can't you just put a phone in front of you, take a video yourself and post it? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you totally can post whatever you want, but creating content that is compelling and that people actually want to spend their time consuming is hard, right? At the end of the day, there's a lot of options out there and you're competing with all the other people creating content and other people are spending a lot of time and effort making their content really interesting and unique. And so at the end of the day, you're likely going to have to compete with that. I mean, unless you're an insanely compelling person, there are probably certain people who literally can just have a camera in front of them and just rant, and they're incredibly compelling people. Generally, I found that those people have had something else that's made them famous before that anyway. So it's not really replicable by anyone listening to this. But generally, you know, the other thing is it should be hard because creating should be hard because you should be doing new things, and new things are hard. If you are doing the same thing over and over again, your audience will get bored and move on, frankly. Like, they are growing. They are getting older, literally. And so you should also be growing. And partly, I think people follow people because they want to see them grow. They want to see they're kind of like real life heroes journeys, right? That you get to sort of participate in some parasocial way. So if you're not growing, guess what? Like, people are going to move on and follow Taylor Swift or Justin Bieber or... and that's fine, by the way. I'm not saying everyone has to grow and there's sort of a treadmill effect, but at the end of the day, that's, you know, just what the market wants, right? They want stories, they want growth, they want conflict, et cetera.
I have two thing questions for you and then I'm going to let you go. I know I don't have a lot of time, but I just want to touch on what you just said because it's really like I make educational videos every day and my accounts start to go off. But as of recently, the last 2 weeks, I found myself making a video for the algorithm, and then I saw the views start to go down. I start to realize, like, no, I need to change up. I need to think outside the box. So I think what you said is big, is people, it's not just about being consistent. It's that showing up every day is not going to work. You need to evolve and change. Yeah. You need to work smart as well. And I want to end this with two questions. If you were, let's say you were an aspiring entrepreneur on your platform and you wanted to start, give their audience, any young people out there, one good growth strategy for growing on Gumroad, 0 to 1, if you were to start today.
If I were to start on Gumroad today, I would find the most relevant subreddit or online forum and start commenting, start contributing, start asking questions, start answering them, whether it's a local community, an online community, a community about pottery, whatever skill or industry, real estate, short-term rentals, whatever, just literally just start contributing. And it blows my mind like how often people are like, there's no way, like, and what I tell people is like, just do that until someone offers you money. And then people are like, that doesn't make any sense. Like it's like, you know, they take my course and they're like, hey, I want to sell a product. And I'm like, let's forget about selling a product. Just literally just help people for free until someone offers you money. And like within a week, people are offered
this money. Works because this is actually the way this 100% works. It worked for my newsletter, what you're just saying.
The thing is, like, you're offering help, which is evidence that you are helpful, and people are reading these things on the internet because they have their own problems they're trying to solve. They're not just bored and reading about, you know, horse cabinetry for, you know, because I mean, some people are, but a certain percent are because they have a problem. They, you know, and if they see a really helpful comment, they might DM you and say, hey, you know, I have this issue. Like, and you might say, hey, I have a book. You might say, hey, I do consulting. You may say, hey, I live down the street, right? Whatever. But most importantly, you've like started building an audience. You know, you get a follower, you get an email, you might get a phone number, and like for life, you know, literally like for life. I think people really underrate, like you sell a book on Amazon, you get $15 or $5. That's it, right? If you sell a book on Gumroad, you get $15 plus this person forever.
How? Because you get their email?
You get their email. You can email them whenever you want. Every single new product you have. I mean, why is Facebook worth a gazillion dollars versus like Jurassic Park is worth nothing? It's because every time you have a new movie, you have to like remarket the whole thing. It's like starting a new company from scratch. Versus Facebook, every time they have a new product, they can just tell everyone who has their existing products, like, go download this new product, right? So similarly, we want creators, you know, creators who use Gumroad to have that same ability. And that allows people to go from making like $10,000. And then when you sell your new product, you're starting with this existing base, right? Plus this new base. And so you have this like stacking effect where like when you're on like your fifth product, you're actually, and what ends up also happening is when you have a new sale, that person bought your most recent product, now learns about all this other stuff you have and like effectively goes and buys your library of content. And you've now made like $100 off, and 80 of that was like from things you haven't touched in like 10 years, you know?
So really quickly on the feature setting, just because I know you can set up an automatic email for everybody that buys your product on Gumroad, even if you have another email software.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And I have one, I just wanted to throw this in there because not many entrepreneurs get to ask this question to someone like yourself. Gumroad is a very successful product. Why? And you've been running it for 10 years. Have you ever had the itch to sell? Has anybody offered you? Like, why have you, do you have that much conviction in your product?
I mean, imagine you have $100 million in your bank account and it's growing by itself 10, 20% a year.
Yeah, you're right. I see.
it's worth more in its current form than in cash, right? In cash, you could get 5% right now with treasury bills. And so as long as Gumroad is growing faster than that, in theory, there's obviously risk and stuff. But that, honestly, so that's part of it financially. But two, it's honestly like I've seen enough friends who've built successful companies. What ends up happening is you sell, you make a bunch of money, you buy two houses, you travel the world for like 9 months. And then you're like, I need to do something. I'm bored. And guess what? That thing is often going to be almost something that looks identical to what you just did. And so I often just remind myself of that, right? Where it's like, I actually like what I'm doing. And if I like what I'm doing, I don't need to sell because I can pay myself a decent enough salary that I can like support all of my living expenses. And unless I really feel like I need a Bugatti, you know, and even if I need like a Bugatti, I was like, what, $2 million?
Yeah, I feel like you're good. You can buy yourself as many. I feel like you're good on the Bugatti.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the, you know, if you can look at my house, like it doesn't look like, you know, anything fancy, right? My mortgage is like $2,200.
Oh, wow. That's humble. Humility. That's amazing.
Well, you know, I mean, there's a great, a friend of mine,
wait, Morgan Housel has a, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
A friend of mine, Morgan Housel, has a great book called The Psychology of Money. And he says, he has a great line in there. He says, wealth is what you don't see, right? Because if you see a car, what you're actually seeing is this, what this person actually no longer has.
The money that was used to buy the car.
So actually wealth is what you don't see. If you see someone walking around, they could be a billionaire and you have no idea. But if you see someone walk like on a yacht, you the only thing you know about them is they literally have a yacht less worth
of money. Yeah, that is so true.
It might mean that they have a lot more money too, but it may also mean that like, you know, this is all they got. Yeah, who knows? But yeah, I don't know. That's you know, at the end of the day, people live different ways. Whatever. I don't judge people for spending money or saving money.
Well, I feel like you said something really like that makes sense that you're not that too interested in these things because you're just too focused on your product. I feel like people that are focused on their products don't really have time for the, like, they'll enjoy the luxuries, but I don't think it really like gives you a path. I think what really drives your passion is the development of your ventures now.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and I personally think like life is about largely about building relationships with people and building memories as yeah. well. And those are related. But at the end of the day, like, if you just get money for free, it doesn't build the memories. It actually doesn't feel good. I think what's satisfying is working hard, working on Gumroad, participating in this like free capitalist market, and winning and being like in this battlefield of capitalism. We built a product and a company that people find some value in, and that's hard. And that doesn't mean we need to, like, you know, buy yachts or anything. But it's like, it feels good, you know?
It's the hardest thing to do in the world is what you just did, what you described.
It's hard. It's very, very, very hard. It's just statistically, right? Like, you could do everything correctly and your business will fail because there was an earthquake, you know, like, who knows? Like, there's all sorts of, at the end of the day, these are investments, and investments can go to zero, right? You can buy a house on an island and then the island goes away. And like, hopefully you have insurance exists for a reason. Anyway, I do have to run, yeah. But it was good to chat.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this. Episode will be out on Monday. Mr. Sahil, thank you so much.
Awesome. You're welcome.
Let me exit out. I'll give you 1 minute so it saves the data.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, bud.